About to learn more in Uvalde, Texas. Lisa Brady, Fox News. State officials set to give another update at this hour, perhaps offering more clarity on the timeline of Tuesday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School amid questions about the multi-agency response. Congress considering its own response.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told his colleagues to expect a vote on gun control legislation when they return from the upcoming Memorial Day recess. Earlier this week, he admitted it will be very challenging finding 10 Republicans to break ranks.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell asking Texas Senator John Cornyn to help search for common ground. President Biden telling Naval Academy cadets they're graduating at an inflection point in history while condemning the Russian leader's assault on Ukraine.
Not only is he trying to take over Ukraine, he's literally trying to wipe out the culture and identity of the Ukrainian people. Attacking schools, nurseries, hospitals, museum.
He says in a battle between democracies and autocracies, the graduates will defend the international rules of the road. The president says there's more work to do on inflation, but that today's report is a sign of progress, with the first slowdown since November of 2020 in a gauge closely tracked by the Fed. Still, it's up more than 6% in April from a year earlier, just shy of a 40-year high. And gas prices are over a dollar more than a year ago. It could be the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel, though, since before the pandemic, even with airfares as much as 40% higher.
The average round-trip ticket will cost you just under $400 for a domestic flight, but a lot of the people we talk to say they're willing to pay up because they are tired of being cooped up.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The U.S. slapping new sanctions on North Korea over another round of missile tests a day after Russia and China blocked a U.N. resolution. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A peanut butter recall list just got a lot longer.
Last week's Jif peanut butter recall by J.M. Smucker Company has been expanded, causing a domino effect of recalls by other companies who use Jif in their products. That list includes Walmart, Country Fresh, Albertsons, and Wawa. Almost 70 products are now included, like peanut butter sandwiches, store brand pies, chocolate candy, and even fruit and veggie snack packs like apples with peanut butter dip. The Jif recall was prompted by a salmonella outbreak at a Kentucky manufacturing plant. The company is offering reimbursements. Recall product information can be found at Jif.com under Recall Info, as well as at the Food and Drug Administration's website. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Baseball teams are getting a not-so-subtle reminder about equal access.
Baseball might be known for the boys of summer, but women are becoming more prevalent around the game, which is why Major League Baseball sent a memo to all 30 teams last week that, according to ESPN, is to remind them that women must have access to private locker room space that is clean and located near the team clubhouse, as well as a restroom and a shower. MLB says a number of clubs are not in compliance with these requirements. Baseball asks all teams to provide descriptions of their floor plans by June 3rd. The memo in part states, it's unacceptable women who are traveling as part of the visiting team are not afforded accommodations that permit them to do their jobs at the same level as their male colleagues and counterparts. Many clubs' female facilities fall embarrassingly below the high standards of a major league organization.
Fox's Jared Max. At the French Open, two tennis stars on track for an early collision course. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic just winning their third round matches. If they each win one more, they would face each other in the quarterfinals. Wall Street trying to snap a long weekly losing streak. Right now, the Dow's up 359. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.